This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Guys, I am so happy to be at work today. I spent the last couple days in the kitchen, either cooking or cleaning up or racking my brains trying to find some awesome leftover turkey recipe. And the turkey tacos weren't such a hit, let me tell you. So it's time to move on from the excess of Thanksgiving and tackle much more serious subjects here on Marketplace Money, like holiday shopping. Well, admit it, some of you are in the car right now on your way to the mall. And this year, retailers were trying to get you into the stores before you even Tupperwared that leftover turkey. Black Friday has officially become, well, Black Thursday evening. Stores like Walmart and Toys R Us actually open their doors at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Richard Feinberg teaches consumer science and retailing at Purdue University. He's what you might call a holiday shopping scholar. Professor Feinberg, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, I've been told there are a lot of myths surrounding the holiday shopping season. So you set me straight on some of these, okay? And we'll start with number one, that holiday shoppers really want to get out there Thanksgiving evening. They want to shop earlier and more often, and that's why the big box stores are offering shopping right after we're done with turkey dinner and football.
Well, they certainly want to shop. We will be collecting the data and we'll let you know whether or not Thursday night turns out to be a terrific idea. You know, I have never underestimated the attractiveness of a good sale to draw people out of their stupor and into the stores. They will go into the store at 12 at night, at 4 in the morning, at 6 in the afternoon.
Now, in fact, you have talked about shopping as sort of a primal need, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is a hunting and gathering sport. It is as if they got up and went out and shot the biggest animal they could and came back and shared it with the family. The stories of great conquests are sort of family history and family lore.
Yeah.
And when I'm out there and I'm talking to consumers, they're there with their sons and their daughters and their sisters and brothers and their family members, and it's a social, fun event.
Now, okay, here's assumption number two. Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year. Is that true?
No, it has not been the busiest shopping day of the year for many years. That day occurs on the Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah, which suggests that a lot of people procrastinate and they're not necessarily, you know, out there looking for those big deals that supposedly are on Black Friday, right? There's a lot of procrastinators among us.
50% of all shopping occurs in the last 2 weeks, but they're procrastinating because they believe that they will get even better deals if they wait till the last minute.
Yeah, and that's true, isn't it?
It depends on how much inventory the retailers have to sell. If they have a lot left over, they're going to want to get rid of it. And if they can't get rid of it on Black Friday and the 2 weeks into the holiday season, they're going to try to get rid of it the weekend before Christmas.
And it's sort of like a game of chicken between the retailers and the buyers, right? You know, the buyers sort of try to hold off as long as they can, thinking that retailers will come down on price, and then retailers sort of have to decide when they're going to lower their prices.
That's a great analogy. I'm going to steal that one from you, a game of chicken. It is indeed a game of chicken.
Okay, assumption number three. You can get the best deals on Black Friday with those doorbuster deals that we all hear about.
Yes, you can. And if you're willing to pitch your tent and get there hours before, you can get the 50 flat screen TVs for $50. The thing that intrigues me when I go out there is that even though consumers might know that only up to the 50th person gets the great deal, I like to talk to the person who's number 100 and I ask them, why are they still there?
Yeah.
And they have this incredible belief and this hope that the retailer is going to come through, or that the people in front of them really don't want it, or maybe the retailer has miscounted and they have 100 flat screen TVs.
Right.
It really is quite remarkable.
Yeah. Why else would people stand hours and hours in line with strangers?
We're all part of the same tribe. We tribal behavior. It is quite social. It is quite fun. There's a lot of sharing, a lot of joking. The myth is that people don't like it. In fact, the fact is that people do like it.
Here's my last one. Cyber Monday, which is the Monday after Thanksgiving, is a huge online sales day for the holiday season, and it's really important to retailers.
Well, let's start with it's really important to retailers. The answer to that question is yes. But Cyber Monday has decreased in peak Yes. 2010, there was a Cyber Monday where there was a very substantial, very significant uptick in internet shopping. A lot of that had to do with the fact that internet shopping was still relatively new to 75% of the American population.
Right.
And they had to wait to get to work to get access to broadband, which is the real key to shopping on the internet. Now, we all know that we don't have to do it that Monday, that we can, that we, that shipping is free and that shipping will get the merchandise to us quickly. And so there's just no more large uptick on Cyber Monday anymore. So I would call that a myth.
What about the folks that use their smartphones to shop when they're actually in a store?
It's called showrooming, where consumers are using these big box stores as showrooms. And while they're there, even as they're talking, I saw somebody as they're talking to a salesperson get on their smartphone and check the price on Amazon. I thought, you know, wait till you get out of the store. I mean, be a little courteous. But, you know, the consumer is in control. The fact of the matter is that the consumer is in charge. And whatever the consumer wants to do, the consumer is going to do.
Does it ever amaze you, given the ease of online shopping these days, that people still go out to, you know, big box stores? I mean, I can't stand the crowds. And it's so easy just to sit at home in your pajamas and shop.
Well, I think the biggest thing that's surprising me is that we believe that 6% of all internet sales will be done from an iPad or a similar tablet. And that's something that we didn't see at all last year.
Wow.
And we think that this trend is just going to be geometrically increasing over the next couple of years. But for 78 million, that's the number of people that we expect to be in the stores this first weekend. For 78 million consumers, they like the sporting event.
Richard Feinberg is a professor of consumer science and retailing at Purdue University. Professor Feinberg, thanks a lot and happy bargain hunting.
Well, thanks, Sarah. I'll see you out there in the mall.